from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Sam Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're talking about a literary earthquake, a Scottish-American collaboration, and a man and his dogs. David Wiegand and I are dog people. It's people I don't know about.
Really. Yeah, really. You can't housebreak them.
No. And let's start out with the music from Patrick Watson.
Look at my... Good afternoon.
That's Patrick Watson, who does music that's very dark, but also very whimsical in some ways.
It is, yeah.
And I love this comment he made about his new album. He said, science fiction with R&B meets Vangelis erotica with a zest of folk. And I don't know what that means.
I have no idea what that means, but I also love his voice. I love his creativity. You just never know what you're going to hear with him. He just like does what he wants to do. And I think that free spirit is so wonderful. It really provides an amazing foundation for his music.
Patrick Watson plays The Independent on Sunday night. And we're featuring a lot of eccentric artists on this show, and that includes Vermont's Bread and Puppet Theater. That's the 50-year-old troupe embracing music and puppets and stiltwalkers and politics, a lot of politics. A la the SF Mime Troupe, which I think was inspired by the Bread and Puppet Theater. They're pretty wonderful.
They are wonderful. I used to see them decades ago when I lived in Boston. They performed in Cambridge quite frequently, and I have to say that I have a terror of puppets. And so when they're the size of a small building, it does tend to sort of feel disconcerting. But I love their energy and the political message, you know, never gets old. And they haven't been here for 14 years, which seems amazing to me.
Right. And they're going to do Fire, a show they first did in 1975 about the Vietnam War. Plus, members of the troupe are going to lead hands-on workshops with students at the San Francisco Public Schools. They're also donating 150 hours of video and film to the Internet Archive. Vermont's Bread and Puppet Theater performs this evening at 7 at the Internet Archive in San Francisco. Tomorrow, they're going to parade at Dolores Park at 2 p.m. And they're at the Luggage Store Galleries, Tenderloin National Forest, on Sunday at 1 p.m. That event is free and a really wonderful cheap thrill for kids. Here's music now from that Scottish-American supergroup.
I know I haven't touched us, still I want you.
Yeah, it's the kind of odd, stagey stuff you get when you combine the American band Sparks, which goes back to the early 70s, with the Scottish band Franz Ferdinand. It's a very odd sense of humor here.
It's very odd. It's sort of an odd link-up, but it works wonderfully.
But they're very simpatico.
It really is great. They do work well together, and it sounds like it ought to be the theme song for American Horror Story Hotel, actually. TV joke.
Okay. Franz Ferdinand and Sparks play the Fox in Oakland tomorrow night. There are some critics who think conceptual artist William Wegman markets kitsch, and I admit my own wife thinks that too. But I love these photos he does of his Weimaraners, his dogs, these beautiful dogs, and the verbal and visual puns he works into his photos and paintings, and he never takes himself too seriously.
A person who's now a friend of mine, when he first met me, told me that he hates humor and art. And I tended to agree with them. I think when I started to do video, then my work became actually funny. It's in painting that you get into trouble when you try to make something funny, I think, because the weight of the history of painting and art makes that collapse.
William Wegman's new show, Artists Including Me, includes his own stuff, obviously, but it also features him, you know, sort of looking at famous paintings, well-known paintings, and then offering his own interpretation of them. And the exhibit continues at the San Jose Museum of Art through February 7th.
Yeah, and that's another cheap thrill. Top admission at the museum is just $10. So how often do we get to preview a literary festival by playing something this funky?
Bay till I die, baby. Magnificent, extra splendid. Try to every corner in the O. I bet if it wasn't in the bucket, it was probably.
really meant it. If my verse offended, I probably meant it. I'm triple the OG. Cause people, they know me, but never the OD. I'm sipping on OE. Kinda hard to ghost ride the back of the 4-3. Soon as this mark goes deep, I'm scheming on OE. I'm working with no fee. My CD, they go deep. No
wizard. We're gonna call that theme for Litquake. That's Boots Riley, and he's gonna be talking about his new book, Tell Homeland Security, We Are the Bomb, as part of one panel at a dozen or so panels put on by Litquake, I think 24 or so, over the next 10 days. And it's just the greatest literary festival you can imagine.
It really is. I mean, I remember when it started from almost nothing. I know the people who started it, and I said, you guys are nuts. Boy, was I wrong. And one real highlight that I think I'm looking forward to is every year they present the Barbary Coast Award to to a person or organization that, that really represents Bay Area literary legacy. And this year it's going to go to the Squaw Valley Writers Conference. And this was founded in 1969 by people like Oakley Hall and the Chronicle's own Dr. David Perlman.
Yeah, my favorite panel is called Foolishness, Stupidity, and Vice. It's going to have Lisa Brown, Mark Fiore, Daniel Handler, T. Geronimo Johnson. He's the author of Welcome to Braggsville. They're going to talk about satire. And also the African-American Shakespeare Company is doing Romeo and Juliet as part of Litquake. Join them. The annual Death March of readings and talks and cocktails continuing through the 17th all over the Bay Area. And David, you have a shout-out.
I do. I was going to go to this myself, but I'm getting a new puppy soon, so I think he'll need some housebreaking. Mm-hmm. But Risa Giroslo and Dancers recently relocated here from New York. They're doing the West Coast premiere of Resist Surrender. This is a piece I've seen in video that's fascinating about the definition of masculinity. And it's going to be at ODC Theater Thursday through next Sunday.
Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find these and more music and performance listings at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.